Pepe. He handed her the napkin that she'd just handed him. The bastard. She pressed it to her eyes. Maybe I should. But what I'm afraid of, I go to the police, they pick him up, he gets off. And a week or a month or a year later, I'll have another accident, during which Willie Joe will be in church, or talking to the Lions Club or something. The devil never forgets a face. People like him eventually get what they deserve. No. She balled up the napkin and stuck it in her pocket. This is the real world, remember? Pepe poured sugar into his coffee and stirred it slowly. Nothing people like you and me could do. Shoot the bastard, we wind up choosing the door. Instead of getting a medal. She wiped the clean counter in front of him. You want something to eat with that? No thanks. Just had breakfast. He'd skipped it, actually, needing to lose a few pounds. He only had one suitcase of clothes, and wanted them to last another couple of months. The kilt and trousers were getting tight around the waist, and suspenders had gone out of fashion last year. He drank the coffee fast enough to get a little buzz. It would be nice if he could do something about this Willie Joe character. He allowed himself an adolescent fantasy about Sarah's gratitude. But that sort of thing wasn't really in his job description. He put a 10 under the saucer and waved adios to Sarah and her partner. Not for the first time. He wondered whether they had something going. Their mutual affection was obvious. Her body would be unusual, but that could be an attraction. In that erotic frame of mind, he stepped out of the cafe and stopped dead in his tracks, paralyzed by a woman. She was dressed like any other student, jeans and halter and sun hat, but she had a classic chiseled beauty and perfect carriage, and she radiated sex. Gabrielle. It barely registered that the handsome Cuban took one look at her and stood like a deer caught in the headlights. Whenever she walked through campus, she was caressed by eyes. Did any of them ever recognize her from the films? Not likely. She only had face parts twice. She hated physics, but couldn't put it off any longer. She had to take a chemistry elective next semester, and the only one she could take required physics. So they were doing fluid dynamics today. A doctor does need to know about fluids. In her other persona, she knew plenty about them. Semen stings your eyes and makes your eyelashes look as if semen had dried on them. But it was better than the fake stuff Harry sometimes squirted on her. Soap solution and glycerin and some white powder. It stung the eyes even worse and made you smell like a cheap whorehouse. That was one of her father's favorite observations. You smell like a cheap whorehouse. Just before she left home, she was able to make the obvious rejoinder. You would know, Dad, wouldn't you? Someday, she'd have to find a cheap whorehouse and go in for a sniff. One nice thing about physics was the building, air-conditioned to the max. She went through the door and it was like walking into a refrigerator. She put her books and hat down on a table and patted the sweat from her face and hair with a handkerchief. A carefully beautiful woman walked in and gave her a familiar look. Appraisal, hostility, neutrality. Blue cancer tattoo on her cheek. Dr. Whittier. Dee Dee.